are people who
Love Talk Radio.
Food, duty supplies, cleaning supplies, home repair, transportation services, child care services, whatever you're selling, they need to buy. We're your media connection. Just follow this link, and tomorrow you can sit back and relax at home while your business is making you money.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing, share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances, but most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, Bonjour. In Spain, Hola. In Italy, Ciao. In Egypt, Ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, Akwaba. In Nigeria, Peleo. In South Africa, Saobona. In Senegal, Langadek. In Kenya, Jambo. In Israel, Shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, Palestine, and Saudi Arabia, Assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all. Join us live on the on-air radio network. Call 727-731-5192. We want to talk to you. Grand Rising, and thank you all for joining us on this Monday morning edition of the Female Solution Global Radio TV Show. I'm Naima Latif, sitting in for our wonderful host, Zelda. And she, of course, is vacationing, enjoying life, as we all should. But in the meantime, in between time, we want to bring you a message that can empower you on this Monday morning mindfulness. One of the most important things we can do is to empower ourselves with knowledge. So today, we're going to give you some insight. You know, one of the things that we really enjoy about doing this show 7 days a week is that we get a chance to help you see the world differently, to understand that things are getting better because we are empowering ourselves to make it so. We have been gifted with a whole new technology that evens the playing field so that when we want to get a message out to the world, we have the power to do it. And you do as well. So we want to change the narrative of how other people are controlling the world because they are not. We, in fact, are creating a whole new society based on the removal of fear
due to ignorance. There's no reason for anybody to be ignorant today. There is absolutely no reason for anybody not to understand anything, because all you have to do is ask who? Google. We know that knowledge is at our fingertips, and we are growing up in a world where young people have mastered this technology. Young people understand how powerful it is to simply have a cell phone. Young people are making themselves influencers of culture, of politics, of religion. They are making themselves influencers because they are understanding how powerful this new technology is. And we are at the cutting edge of a whole new way of being, as a result, having the capacity to speak to the world using a device we carry around in our hand. Some of us still haven't caught on, and so we're still doing things the old-fashioned way, and we're still using snail mail. And I'm not saying that the post office doesn't have a place, because it does, but communication is instant. News is instant. We are a part of the On Air Network, which stands for Online Network of Associated Internet Radio Hosts. And we are soon to be launching the On Air TV Network, including many of the voices that you hear on YouTube and see on YouTube, people that are influencing thought because they are able to get their message out to millions. And all of us who are willing to learn how to operate a computer and a cell phone can do the same thing as major networks. Well, today we're going to introduce you to some young people, media students, and they're sharing their world totally different than the world we have been accustomed to, because they have no qualms about reaching out on their cell phone across the world. It's the most natural thing in their world. So we provide a platform for so many people who have a message. And if they are to reach millions at the touch of a button, then there is no reason for any of us to speak about how helpless we are and how powerful others are over us when we all now have the same power. Well, our young people understand this. And so they don't define themselves as lacking power. They don't define themselves as oppressed. They don't define themselves as having to comply with others' unfair rules and practices, because they have mastered technology and they understand that the future, the present, belongs to those who know how to use a cell phone. You can make movies. You can make commercials. You can send out messages to thousands and thousands and thousands of people in an instant. And so there really is no reason for us to still be talking as if the mercy of someone else, when we are not. The reality is, those who have a vision of where the world should go can steer it in that direction by the daily messages they put out. We're soon to be expanding the on-air radio network, include even more programs throughout the day, empowering people with a message to be able to speak directly to their audience and hear from their audience and get feedback so that they will be able to share ideas. And there are no people who are the enemy that we must fear. And so the technology that empowers us to speak to others abroad empowers us to learn other languages. There are language apps on our phones that can translate. So we're learning not only other languages. Every place is accessible in an instant through a plane ride. So there really is no reason for us to live in fear of each other. Young people know this. This is why we're seeing a change in the culture and the attitudes, because they know that they can discover and learn anything and teach anything, and they can be independent entrepreneurs. They don't have to bow down to someone who acts as if they have their lives in their hands, because they know that they can create their own job in the comfort of their own home. That's why we've taught podcasting, so that we can give young people a sense of empowerment. And when they recognize that they can be listened to and heard and even translated into many languages, their whole attitude changes, and they begin to envision the world they want to see. And as we tell you, the world is going to be different 50 years from now. And there's a whole new group of people arising. And so we want to remind you, as we prepare to launch this new society, that things have changed, and we need to be prepared for that change. So we're going to take this quick break and come right back with students who are showing us a great new world.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, and if you're watching this, that means you're one of the 4.6 billion people from around the world who are using an electronic device to talk to people. In these times, people are using the internet to talk to everybody. Friends, neighbors, family members, coworkers. People are on their cell phones and computers all day long. Now, if you're in business, that is great news. That means you can sell your products and services all day long and never have to leave your home. All you need is a media connection. Somebody to connect you to an audience. And that's why I'm talking to you today. We produce programs, and our audience members are people who shop. They buy clothes, food, beauty supplies, cleaning supplies, home repair, transportation services, child care services, whatever you're selling, they need to buy. We're your media connection. Just follow this link. And tomorrow, you can sit back and relax at home while your business is making you money.
Yes, you can sit back and relax at home while your business is making you money. And we'll be right back with Illinois media students who are showing us a great new world. So just stick and stay. Don't stray away. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Thank you so much for that historic background as well, because a lot of people don't know and are unaware of the history of what happened and the colonial aspect of, you know, because they don't understand why Haitians speak French. Well, you know.
Right. A lot of people were like, they're taken aback when I just want to say, could I be a part of history in that IEP? So they're like, wait, what? You know what I'm saying? That is a beautiful segue Mr. Hamid did for me. Like, he just literally depicted my country to the T. We are a vast population that has a resilient bone in our body. Like, that's like, the bone is right here. Resilient. And, you know, he said a lot of things that were very good for others to know. We are 1804, and we beat them in a revolution war. So we are the first Black Republic, and I'm so honored to say that, because we literally are the catalyst for every colored individual to know that you can do whatever you want. We are a revolution. This community is a revolution, and to bring forethought to the things that are happening in the world is what is needed. People are blinded by geography. They're blinded by history. They're blinded by, you know, their own self-preservation, their shelteredness. So we do have to bring the information out there and have them have a focus so that they can go to the alderman, go to a congressman, go to the higher-ups and find out what are the resources needed to recalibrate Haiti and its efforts. Because this is not the first earthquake that's happened. This is not the first rebuilding effort that's happened. This is not the first opportunity of corruption. There's a large corruption aspect that needs to be broken down. And, you know, saying that out loud gives information to other people that are not corrupt that can go to Haiti and do the work and efforts that are needed and not have a greedy mindset of, oh, let me fill my pockets with the donations that are coming in. Let me actually buy a bulldozer. Let me actually pave the roads. Let me actually give these children that are on the street food that have not ate in the last 3 to 4 days. It's been a devastating decade, you know, for Haiti. Like, we can go on and on about that, but I'm saying, in retrospect, we have to do our due diligence in giving information correctly in the right atmosphere and the right sources to the right people.
Absolutely. A lot of times, you know, we see a different attitude toward Haitian immigrants than immigrants from perhaps other countries. Ignorance, lack of understanding, lack of compassion, lack of knowledge of the history of what's happening there. So how do you see perhaps being able to tell the story from a perspective of a Haitian, maybe talking to a Haitian on your show, having a Haitian who has some communication skills that can, I mean, everybody's got their own private camera now with a cell phone, being able to show quickly what's happening. How do you see that as being able to sensitize people now that we have the technology to really, it's not just a matter of the big broadcast networks being able to bring us on the spot news of what's happening on the ground in these situations, but the average citizen can actually garner the means to tell the world what's happening. So how do you see that as maybe affecting how people will respond to individuals when they can hear and see what's going on and be told the history, as Kareem just said, you know, being able to educate people in a way they have not been told before? How do you think that's going to affect maybe their response?
I feel like it's going to heighten the sensibility and the you know, intrinsic value of helping others, because an immigrant comes here, they're already in fear for their life. Yeah. Having someone that has been through traumatic experience talk about what they've gone through on the front, you know, field lines or whatever, on our show, that would be an impactful thing. You know, you would hear the emotion, you would feel the emotion from the person, and actually, you know, destigmatize what you know, what you think a Haitian is, you know. And so, and you can insert any culture in there. It doesn't have to be Haitian. It could be the Afghanistan people. You know, the Afghani government has been demolished. And you see the people's plight trying to get on that U.S. Air Force, you know, fighter jet, and then they're at a wit's end. And so we need to be mindful of these immigrants that come from these battered, traumatic experiences, and be that what is that called? This sanctuary that lets them come to this country and be what they are meant to be. And like you said, a little platform in an intimate setting, not in a grand scale, but like, you know, on Evolution Pop, on, you know, the female solution. We can bring that to people in an intimate setting and then watch it, you know, fester and flourish to an even bigger snowball effect of getting resources, getting doctors, getting dentists, getting people out there that need hear it and help.
You know, Ebony, one of my goals, we'll go right ahead.
Here in St. Louis, she's a young African American, very incisive.
Building bonds. I can't say that there is a person that I would ever be afraid of, just because we are all human. You know, we bleed the same blood. Like, that's a big thing for me. You know, I grew up in a mostly prominent Caucasian town, and that's like, it's not really a thing. I feel like knowledge is power. People are afraid because they don't understand, and it may not be because of a race or a state of immigration. It is more so, I believe, is because of lack of knowledge. You know, people don't understand, like you said, what people are going through. People don't understand and don't have the empathy for those people in those situations. So, I mean, personally, what I've created the radio show for, and like to use it for, is just a platform for everyone. I always try to take out, I try to always keep out race and keep out anything that can create that sense of diversion or inclusion, you know. By staying away from those walls, I mean, it already just brings everyone in, you know. And being able to talk about those situations, like what's going on in Haiti, and talk about those wars, but not about the negativity and all the death, but out of the, I guess you can say, I don't know, out of the people that are rising from those situations, out of those flowers that are growing in the rocks. We could, like Marlon said, talk to those people and about their experience and feel what they felt and understand. I feel like the world would be a lot easier to live in, because people having that open realm of communication is a big thing. Like we discussed often, it's relationships. It could be in your home. You know, there you can have a home war in itself because of that miscommunication. But once you take the time to someone's presence or understand what it is that gives them that fear or has them withdrawn, you take the time. You know, if you notice that, break yourself down and be, I don't know, submissive to what the other person is saying to show that you really care. I feel like it's all really about actually caring and actually wanting to know about other people. If you have that feeling that you can change the world with just a smile, like if you have that feeling like I can do anything, I just have to create those bonds, like just you have to create the best avenue to do it. And I don't know, I just try my best to make it an area where everybody can feel inclusive, where nobody has to feel any type of fear or any type of, you know, separation or anything like that.
That's a wonderful trait to have. Now, I didn't want to overwhelm you all 2 hours of talking, but we do have an additional hour, and we have some callers that would like to speak to. I don't know if your time permits, because you have class this morning you need to get to, or can you spend another
time?
If you can stay with us after the break, that would be fantastic. We've got calls on the line, of course, and if you're listening online and want to chime in, give us a call, 515-605-9325 or 515-605-9891. And press 1, so light your number up on our switchboard, and we know you have something to say. We'll open your mic and get your thoughts. I see Mama AZ on the line. I think you were going to ask me something earlier. Press 1 if you have a question you'd like to ask our guest. We're talking to Marlon Mayhew and Ebony Trotter of the Illinois Media School, and they are showing us the power of speech. So we certainly are looking forward to a new generation of communicators and people who are able to cross traditional boundaries and perhaps make new friends across the water, across land, across the globe, so that we can all, again, if you're listening online and want to join this conversation, give us a call, 515-605-9325. If you're on our switchboard, please press 1. So we know you have something to say. We'll bring you into this conversation. And if you're watching us live on Facebook, of course, simply write in your comments, and we will share them with our listening and viewing audience. And we'll be right back after this quick break. So we want you to stick and stay. Don't stray away. We'll be back in a moment. Stay with us.
Are you talking arguing with yourself? Are you sure that Mr. J is acting out? Someone with a family that needs love? Have you
serenity to your life. At Serenity Family Social Services, we understand that good mental health is a result of emotional well-being. Our goal is to assist you and your family in removing emotional distress and restoring harmony and balance to your lives. We offer individual, couples, and family counseling. I'm Howard Williams, CEO of Serenity Family Social Services. Call us today, 312-315-4820. That's 312-315-4820.
Oh, man, God sent the monthly sub bill today. This sunlight is really expensive, especially during this season. I'll probably have to work overtime to pay it.
Well, you better pay it on time. We don't want the sun to go out, and we're sitting up here all day in the dark. Wouldn't it be terrible if God charged us for sunlight? Well, thank God, the light and heat from the sun is free. So why are we paying such high bills for the energy we use in our home? Because we don't know how to use solar energy, the free energy from the sun. You can convert your regular home to a solar energy home and save tremendously on your electric bill. Take a look at your electric bill. Would you like to reduce or possibly even eliminate that cost altogether? Let one of our solar consultants show you how. Call today, 312-849-3456.
Incorporated communities around the United States. Orlando, Florida. And Orlando, Florida has an Orlando Center, which is their main campus. But just 6 miles outside of Orlando is a black, historic black township that's been around for over 100 years called Eatonville. But most people have never heard of Eatonville, even the blacks that live in Florida. Why? Because Eatonville doesn't have really any outlets. So there's a bunch of towns all across the United States, starting in the South, that don't have so. If you're an innovator or a pioneer mindset, you know, I would look at these smaller towns that have no media outlets to go check them. Period. So that was my comment.
Well, thank you, Carolyn. So what do you think about that? It's maybe going to a place and starting a company where there's a need and where people would be more receptive because we don't have any outlet. Well, what are your thoughts on that?
Oh, sure. I personally find the challenge to be exciting. I feel like that situation could be very rewarding and very fulfilling just in the growth in itself. He said there's places with no type of media. So as, you know, those people that produce media, we have to find what media would best sustain that environment, you know, whether it be print or broadcast or radio, and just expand on that. I mean, it leaves us with a new environment for testing, and like I said, that education that really builds those bonds, you know, starting in a place that with that has no media, like you said, with such, I don't know, profound messages, like there's a whole town that people don't know about, like that's something that could really go speak volumes to a lot of people, and just expanding on the little things, you know, each little piece makes a big picture. So that's my big
point.
That was great. I would love to piggyback off that. You know, with LA saying that, you know, Eatonville has been around for 100 years and I haven't heard about it, that's kind of like, you know, eye-opening. It's like, hey, maybe we need to put a spotlight on Eatonville. And like you said, we can bring employment to that community. You never know. There could be a talent that has just been sitting there for years that is, you know, waiting to break their media shell and you know, so on and so forth. So that is a great way. See, this platform right here, Female Solutions, has allowed us to learn that information. So information, the transition of information is superfluous within broadband. So I'm loving this. I'm loving that we're having the meeting of the minds on a live stream and we're having live callers give us feedback on our content that we've created. So this is amazing. It's full circle.
Yeah. Absolutely. It really broadens the mind as to the opportunities. Now, one thing that I think can really be enhanced. Yes, go right ahead.
Yes, we have a revenue.
Yes. Oh, absolutely. Yes. Well, you know, that's one of the things that I think is helpful in that now communication is so boundless. You can find out about the people that you didn't even know existed before and communities that you never knew existed. And there are so many places around the world that you never hear about. Now, there are places in the world where people live in such a way they don't need any money because everything is sharing and interaction and trading and service. And I've been made aware of communities like this, and I'm thinking, is it possible to take that level of trust and the spirit of service as opposed to let me benefit off of your suffering or your lack and exploit it, but thinking, how can I just give and then give and receive and no one has to pay anybody anything because we're just all one community? And I've been made aware of communities like that. And I'm thinking, well, now that we can talk to each other, can we possibly create such an environment where everybody feels like they know everybody? So it's almost like everybody got a Facebook page. So it's almost like there are no strangers. Do you think it's possible with the technology that we have to really become friends over a distance? Can we maybe even translate that to the way we do business, the way we help each other, the way we trust each other, so that we can, like some of these smaller communities, actually live in a way where we don't need money, we just help our neighbors? What is your thought on that?
I work with share about the community in Florida. Everyone that is listening to this broadcast now, well, not everyone, but the majority are listening by way of cell phone.
Yeah.
It would not be necessary to go there, set up a big radio station or a platform. Almost everyone has a cell phone.
So it means cell phone, you know, tower. Yeah.
We are sharing information now. This is an educating platform. And guests are sharing with us. People are hearing that by cell phone. But it's just a simple matter of informing the people of
that's true.
And here, they can communicate with everyone that has a cell phone in the city.
That is true.
They have a resident of Florida, as I mentioned earlier, from the AMC64. She is the executive director of the Fly Sugar Company.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
the challenges that we have in one of the communities, the rural communities here in Illinois, Pembroke, where we've been trying to make connections with a community of black farmers and, getting direct food distribution to some of the struggling in the urban area. But the internet service isn't always as reliable, and that's one of the challenges that we have. Where rural residents may not have cell towers. And then there's so much concern about, electromagnetic waves going through the air everywhere we live, houses affect our health. And yet, the communication benefits that come from instant access to the internet, it makes us figure out ways to spread the technology to those rural areas that don't get reached. And like LA was saying, you have some communities where they may not have anything, no radio, no TV, no internet. I think about, they're too young to remember Green Acres, they had to crawl up on
Green Acres is the place for me.
Yes.
Familiar.
So yeah, some places is almost like that, but as you say, most people have a cell phone, and that is where you can communicate instantly. So now that being said, let me ask our guest this. Because I think one of the people that was interviewed, I think she was a media buyer, and she was explaining how things had changed from the days when you had newspapers and magazines, and you had maybe a day delay, when news happened, and then it's in tomorrow's morning newspaper. Well, now when news happens, you find out what happened. And sometimes news gets put out there that might have some errors. So how much pressure is it on you to get things right the first time? You may spell right, get facts right, because once you put it out there, it's there. You don't have time to review and correct, because it's all instantly on the devices. They're carrying this communication device everywhere. It's instantly impossible in cell phone. So as a person in the communications industry, how much pressure is it on you to get the facts right the first time, because it's too late once it gets out there? How do you make sure that happens?
I think doing research thoroughly and doing your due diligence prior to your live stream or your radio production, you should definitely do in-depth due diligence in finding out what the story is about. What is the focal point of the story? And how does it help others? Those are the three main things that I like to do when I'm bringing forth a story. And I feel as though that would always allow me to be concise, clear, and not bring false information. Because once you bring false information, you lose credibility. And so once you lose the credibility, your viewers might not always, view you as credible. So you have to be steadfast in finding the right information, researching, and due diligence. That's my free tip.
Yeah. A couple of months ago, there was this rumor that came out of nowhere that the mayor of this city was going to resign because of some big scandal, on a personal life and all that. And it came across my phone, and, Monday to be on the show, to host the show, and I thought about mentioning it, and I said, well, no, let me think, because, I don't know for sure that it's true, and it was a major story, but then later on, we found that it was false, and I'm thinking that all those people who repeated that rumor, and I don't even know the origins of it, might have probably been her political enemy that put it out there, but everybody who put that out there, I just say they lost credibility. So it used to be, well, it must be true because it's in the news.
rumor that someone started to look on Facebook or Instagram or something, and it is a lie.
Well, as broadcasters, it's our job to provide people with the proper information. I think that's when it's our time to step up and really start to do that research and find out what the real story is. I get excited about a lot of things. So on my certain segments, you know, I want to report things, but I will spend upwards to an hour if I have to find the proper information, because I don't want to end up telling my people, like Marlon said, losing the credibility. Because once you lose credibility, then you lose your audience and your message isn't as potent as it would be initially. So,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Well, go ahead. Yeah, breaking news, yeah. Clear communication with the urban community. And then, once
Well, that makes sense. Well, let me ask our guest this question. With the Illinois Media School, does it also get into some of the technological skills, such as hooking up sound systems, you know, being you specialize in certain things like an audio technician or being able to, you know, repair a problem with a computer system or software? How deeply into the technological aspect does the Illinois Media School take students?
Sure. So we have blocks. So it's an eight month program, and each month we have 4 weeks of work. So each week is dedicated to different aspects. So the first month we started with Adobe Audition and Adobe Premiere, which is the sound engineering and the film production aspect of media. So we learned how to create commercials for radio stations. So we learned how to sound engineer our own voices on Adobe Audition and really tailor it to the company of our choosing. So we chose different companies, different restaurants, and we made commercials for them. So that was fun. We then delved into green screen work. So we know how to do green screen manipulations, keying frames in live stream, the live stream software is what we use for our streaming services. So we know how to do that. When it comes to building sound stages, we know the XLR cables to the sources, to the mics. So there is a lot that we have learned in the 8 month block that we've been at this school. And they have other emphasis classes that let you really fine tune film production and or audio engineering. So it is a very great institute when it comes to encompassing all realms of media, not just being on-air talent, but being a production assistant, being a floor executive producer, being a director. The list goes on and on. So it was an amazing experience.
And one thing that I was impressed about the Illinois Media School is that it's right in the heart of the community at 3711 South Ashland. And this facility is accessible. The entire building has so many different schools of training and learning. And this is really what is going to make an impact, I think, on the economy for this generation of people coming up that are preparing to start families and so forth. There's a need for skills. There's a need for skills that are useful in today's world. And so the Illinois Media School is so much needed because the communication is such a big industry and such a growing industry. So to have that facility where it's accessible to people in the inner city, and it's a program that once you finish it, you have some life skills, you have some experience, I think that's the critical thing. So we need more of that. We need more places where young people are coming out of, either coming out of high school or here, but have real skills that can empower them. Because you can take this skill and you can create your own company. You can work for another company. But however you do it, you have a skill, and that's the critical thing, having a skill that people need that they will pay you for or they will hire you for or they will seek you out, and it can sustain you. And this is what is going to make a difference. Now, we got to take one last break, and I know we've got a couple more callers on the line. And, of course, if you're on our switchboard now, please press 1. And when we come back, you all can stay with us for this last 25 minutes.
Yeah, one thing that I just want to correct a little error. So we're in 105 West Adams. So we were at a school convention at AIM, the Aviation Institute of Maintenance. So right there, we're just, clearing up the concerns.
Oh, okay. Correction. All right. So,
yeah.
Location is, again, where is
that location again? 105 West Adams, Suite 1900, and 455 Eisenhower Lane in Lombard, Illinois. So there's two campuses in Illinois. There's a campus in Ohio, Colorado, Miami, and I believe I'm missing one. So type in the Beyond Air Network. You'll see all the schools that are aligned with the Beyond Air Network.
Beyond Air Network. Okay. Well, that is great. Well, because I attended an event, I guess, hosted by the aviation...
The Aviation School of Maintenance.
Aviation School of Maintenance and Aviation Institute of Maintenance, I think,
That's correct.
And they hosted a lot of different
trade schools
to kind of give us a showcase of what is available. And you can learn skills and not necessarily have to go through a four-year institution before you can start working. And Illinois Media School was one of those that were showcased. And we got a chance to see how the learning and experiencing their craft, and so you can start your career without having to go through 4 years of training, and these trade schools are going to be critical for just starting our economy as we evolve out of this pandemic and get back into the work world. So we're going to take this last break, and we'll be right back to take more of your calls. And if you're listening online and want to join this conversation, give us a call, 515-605-9325. Press 1 when you want to speak. And if you're watching us live on Facebook, of course, feel free to write in your comments, and we'll share them with our listening audience. And we will be right back after this.
That works for your particular lifestyle. You can find out more about where you can also review my three-step protocol to guide you to abundant health. That's yourholisticlifecoach.com. And I'm the
Marlon, you're
from Haiti, which is a whole other cultural experience. But what has been your experience in interacting with people, say, you know, Hispanic, Asian, European background? Is it a lot less prejudice, I should say? What has been your experience?
I grew up in Glendale, Illinois, so that is also a predominantly white neighborhood. So when I was growing up in that neighborhood, they never really showed color. You know what I'm saying? Like, we grew up as children. Our innocence was blinded by the racial, you know, blurred lines that may be. So, you know, growing up, I never really took prejudice to that level. I always saw the person in front of me, not the color. So it really brought my internal compass to, you know, be just me. I just have to be me, because that's all I can be, is me. And it doesn't matter if it's this white, if it's purple, brown. We speak the same. We bleed the same, like Ebony said. We're the same. Like, it culturally, we're not the same, but humanistically, we are.
Mm.
That's my take on prejudice. I never really saw it, but, like, I know that it's out there, and I know that that Ebony may have because of the way that we were brought up.
Mm. So, Ebony, what's been your experience?
I believe growing up where I have, it's given me just an opportunity to just be that much more open to other cultures and their, you know, diversity and just different experiences. Like Marlon said, like, we got the privilege of growing up as just kids, you know? I find that the racial thing has definitely grown a lot in these last few years, more so than it has been, just in the past, because coming where I'm coming from, you know, if there was a racial stereotype, more so, you know, it's those people that weren't even facing those stereotypes that were the ones educating others about, like, why are you saying that? Like, do you just think because some person's a certain type of way that this is how they behave or this is how they act? And that was, it was beautiful to me, because that was a culture I was able to grow up in. And I feel like not only myself, but my entire community, it's a welcoming place. And, you know, by just demolishing, because, you know, everybody has stereotypes. It's whether or not you're going to feed into them. Like, of course, yes, they exist, but do they exist within your own mind and your own perspective? And are you willing to, you know, unlearn those previously taught behaviors? Because, like I said, they get that from previous education. You know, everything is taught and everything is learned. So if someone's not taught any different and they don't know any different, then they probably are more susceptible to, you know, distribute those stereotypes, because they haven't been in an atmosphere or culture when those stereotypes aren't prevalent. So in order for them to not even, those people are stereotypes themselves, you know, we just have to break down all the walls together. And I appreciate my community for, you know, the young woman it's raised me to be.
Hmm.
My mom.
And Viata joined us here on Facebook Live. Viata is our Friday morning host, Health and Wellbeing with Viata. One thing that I was observing, even when we had a lot of the Black Lives Matter protests, a lot of it was led by young people of various racial, ethnic backgrounds, various nationalities. And
we had one.
It was mostly the millennials that were kind of spearheading it. I noticed a lot of times when there is still holding on to prejudice, it tends to be older people. And it tends to be people that either have been kind of brainwashed by the old media stereotypes or people who didn't grow up in a diverse community. So is there a way to reach the older generation that in some ways is still holding on to prejudice as a way of life? And, or do we just have to wait for them to just, you know, kind of die out? I mean, what do you think? Is it possible for them to learn?
Marlon, if
you don't mind, I'd like to start this one.
Well,
I have a Nana, my grandma Gwen. And yes, I mean, it is possible, but with the older generation, you know, they are kind of stuck in their ways. It's just depending on their openness and their willingness to understand that those stereotypes maybe aren't so prevalent as they used to be. I know experiencing things with my Nana is way different than experiencing things with my grandma one, because I guess my Nana gets out more in the community. She's more social, but my grandmother, she's more so homeridden. So she doesn't get that exposure, and she doesn't get to see the world for what it's become and what it's evolved into. So she's mostly susceptible to the media and the, you know, the news. So it's always that media projection what's placed in their head. So she doesn't see the positive stories. All she sees is another cop shooting another child or another racial charged crime. Like, there's so many more, I don't know, stories and outlets that aren't being, I don't know, given to the people in order for them to understand. It's like, sometimes it seems as though that people want those behaviors to stay. And I think if we just keep pushing as, you know, younger people to educate the people that we love and care about, and because they see how passionate we are and how beautiful the world can be when we talk about inclusion and connections, and I personally get overjoyed. And I know they sense that, which is why they are more open to the things that I say and my ideals and, you know, that sense of communication.
Humanity, but we have been operating under an artificial intelligence. called it up in it. And he is going to be out last season to try to hold on to the artificial construct. But when God has healed a thing, there is not a power on earth to stop it. So many people that don't like me and young people are recognized the original way of faith. And we will no longer, those shoes do not fit. That small box that you all put in, that's not
it. <There's that.
laughs>
Right. Well, you know. Yes. But.
Yes.
Absolutely. Yes.
Well, that's the thing. You know, that's the thing, Kareem, that I'm hoping that we even change the language that's used, because we get stuck in identifying ourselves as minority or some other kind of denigrating thing. And I think we need to do away with descriptions that have to do with your color or your place on the earth where you were born, because none of that defines who you are. I think Reverend Jack said, if someone can define you, they can confine you. They say, well, you're only a this, and you're just a that. And
we're nothing of the sort.
That's right. We're a soul, which is limitless.
Absolutely.
Right. So we need to let go of the oppressive language.
We move from the oppressive language to the liberating language.
I like that. Liberating
language.
Right. The liberating language.
So tell us, Marlon and Ebony, what's on for your show this Friday? What will you all be addressing?
Marlon, you want
to? Sure. So this Friday in Marlon's Closet, we will be talking about Ray-Ban. We're going to be talking about the designer behind Ray-Ban and where the Wayfarers came to be. And we're also going to be talking about the view that we had. So Glizzy is a hot dog. We do hot dog reviews. And so we went to Flips this past Friday. So we're going to be talking about our time at Flips and giving a review and the address for that. And what are we talking about with the horoscopes on Born Today with Ebony Jade?
So we got the horoscope for Born Today with Ebony Jade. It's almost Virgo season.
Oh.
But we have our big segment, Chip Talk Chicago, which we're going to cover what we did at the Aviation Institute. We're going to talk about C-SPAN. We're going to go into big details about that. Lollipop culture this week, you actually kind of gave me more so an idea of kind of the topic of it, and it's more so gossip and rumors and their relation into culture and how those negative messages kind of spread so much faster than those positive messages. And just trying to find some different ways to portray those positive messages and get those better messages across. So it's always a juxtaposition between my take and Marlon's take on all aspects of everything that we talk about. And him and I are two very different people, so it creates that, you know, dynamic aspect of the show. So,
where do we go to the listen in?
Yes, if you want to tune in, you can watch us live on Facebook. So that's facebook.com/theradioshow, or on my page personally, we also go live on evolutionpop.com. And that is so you could just hear us. You want to put us in your headphones, you know, you want to hear us through your speakers in your car, you're more than welcome to do that as well. And if you miss it.
And if you have the TuneIn app?
Yeah. And if you miss it.
App as well.
All right. Well, we'll be listening in. Well, thank you all so much. And thanks to my wonderful co-host, Kareem Hamid.
And thank you all who listen in and call in and join us tomorrow for Dr. Debbie. We're going to hear Souls of Solution with Dr. Debbie Green. Join us right here on the Female Solution Global Radio TV show. I'm Naima Lafitte.
Thank you so much.
And thank you. And we'll hear you on Friday. Have a great week. We'll hear you on Friday. Thank you so much. All right.
Bye.
Bye, Chris. Thank you, Ms. Naima. Good morning for you guys.
Bye, Chris.
www.naimahlatif.com. Watch our TV show, listen to our radio show, order our book, and be sure to get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to participate in today's discussion. And to our global family listening from all around the world, we say thank you. To our family in China, India, Myanmar, Japan, Aliaso, Korea, Kalsamida, Russia, Ava, Germany, Donkey, Poland, John Kunya, France, Melfi, Spain, Gracias, Italy, Gracias, Egypt, Cyprus, Ghana, Madagascar, Nigeria, Eshe, South Africa, Yamanga, Senegal, Kenya, Israel, Ghana, thank you for using the Global Talk Radio.
And we will continue with our last 30 minutes. So if you're listening in, stick and stay. Don't stray away. We'll be right back. So stay with it. And we will be right back after this quick break. And if you're listening online, you want to join this conversation, give us a call, 515-605-9325, and press 1 to speak, and we'll open your mic and get your thoughts. And, of course, if you are on our switchboard and have a thought, press 1, and we will take your calls. And, of course, if you are watching us, if you are watching us live, write your comments in, and we will gladly take your comments. And you are, yes, that was a wonderful interview with the Illinois Media School students, who have a weekly podcast, and we are so excited to, among those who are using the current technology that can change the world, as they've said. And so we're grateful because we want you to also not be afraid to learn how to use your cell phone, learn how to use your laptop, learn how to bring out a message that others can share. And we want you to also listen to those who are making a difference. We've been, over the past several years, we did a morning, and basically we were encouraging people to listen to certain podcasts that can be uplifting and enlightening and uplifting and informative podcasts that are giving a different perspective of the world. And we have urged our viewers and listeners, their horizons, by listening to those that we call the Voices of Enlightenment. And you can find them right on the on-air network, the onaireverywhere.com network, which includes daily news, radio shows, and upcoming a TV network. But we also want you to be informed. And so we offer a radio TV guide to those podcasters who are using their internet platforms to transform thought. And we've had a few on our programs. We've featured a few. And we just tell you to go to that list of personalities. Some of them you've heard here on the Female Solution. And those who have dedicated their shows to opening our minds are helping to transform thought. That's the power of the media. So go to onaireverywhere.com and go to the On Air Radio Network page, the On Air Radio TV Guide page, where you will see Voices of Enlightenment. All you have to do is just tap on the link, and you will see that person's either website or their YouTube channel where they broadcast. And we've had Caroline Chang on. She has been on a couple of our shows. She was recently on Viata's program, Health and Well-Being, exposing a whole lot of information. And she is one of those global transformers that we invite you and encourage you to follow, because she is a powerful voice that is exposing a lot of truth. And that's the power of the internet, is that it gives us information that is often hidden and submerged because people run the internet. It's not something that a big corporate interest controls. It's people, everyday people, creating programs, and they don't need some big corporation telling them whether or not they can do what they do. They're seizing the power, as our guest talked about, seizing the ability to use their skills and put out a message. And we've had the privilege of having some of these communicators give us their insight. And, of course, you know our dear Dr. Debbie is continuing her work as a therapist, a spiritual counselor. And, as always, helping those who need another voice to help them understand and overcome their distress. Jody continues her work in bringing us understanding of some of the new ways of healing that are ancient but had been hidden from us for generations and generations, energy healing, and ways that we can use the understanding of how our bodies work with nutrition in order to cleanse negative disease-producing energy. And certainly she is one of those voices of enlightenment, can continue to follow. And so we just urge you to go to onaireverywhere.com and go to the Radio TV Network page, the Radio TV Guide to the Voices of Enlightenment. And just tap on the face, and it will give you the direct link to their shows. And you will find that this is one of the most powerful things you can do is to erase negative limiting programming and open your mind to new thought. Many of these radio hosts, podcasters, communicators, they're also authors, they have books, and of course, we heard from Ralph Smart just this past Sunday, yesterday, on Viata's show. Well, you can get his link to his YouTube channel right on the onaireverywhere.com, and we are everywhere all across the globe. There are so many who are inspired to do this work of transforming the world, and that's why we are here. We are empowering people to do the work of transformation of thought. That is the most powerful thing that we can do. Living in an information age where reaching your neighbor across the water is as simple as tapping on your cell phone. When you have that kind of power in your hands, it makes no sense to see yourself as powerless. When all of us, our guests said, all of us have cell phones. All of us have access to internet. We had a guest away from Liberia just this past Friday, and we're reaching people all over the world. Our Saturday, first Saturday host from the UK, we also had Jana from the UK. And this week we'll have Jana again on our first Wednesday of the month coming to us. And Zana's guest was from Egypt. And we've had guests from Japan, from China. We've literally talked to the world. And there's no reason for anyone to be ignorant and fearful of anyone anywhere. This is what many who are featured as part of our Voices of Enlightenment are reminding us. And we just ask that you like and subscribe to the Facebook pages, podcasts, YouTube channels, and websites by these communicators whose conscious-raising programs help to transform our world into a place where joy, peace, harmony, and cooperation are a way of life. That's all we ask. People who have had amazing experiences, like Anita Morjani, whose near-death experience was so transformative of her life that she is now inspiring people across the world, helping them to understand that life is an eternal experience, and we're here to learn how to love. And we're here on a mission to be the light for those who don't understand it. So many of these voices are people who have had challenges just like you, but they're no longer living in fear. Neil Donald Walsh, we've quoted his books before, a whole book series, Conversations with God. We all have conversations with God, but many of us, we don't pay attention to what God is saying. We get so busy complaining about what we don't like, but we don't set up and listen to the advice. Well, when he hit rock bottom, he did just that. He called out, you know, why am I going through this? Because he was homeless and, you know, had been in the hospital, just a mess. Lost everything, his car, his marriage, you know, the whole nine yards, everything. And when he cried out for help, and he listened, and he got some advice, and he wrote it down, and it became a series of books on conversations with God. And these books have been translated into languages all over the world because it's a message we need to all know. We're not here to suffer. We are here to do just what we talk about, share. What do we always say? Share. We can change the world. We don't need anything but our goodwill toward each other. We can eliminate crime, violence, poverty, all of that. All we need to do is share. So we have so many who are inspired with messages, and, of course, our own Kareem Hamid has a program on Saturdays, Evolution of Revolutionary Thought and Created Purpose. Every Saturday morning, 7 a.m. Eastern Time, 6 a.m. Central Time, and the Blog Talk channel is www.blogtalkradio.com/AmericanMuslim360. You can hear him every week sharing his wisdom. There are so many among us that have been inspired to use this technology to change the world. It's a mission that they have, and it's a drive that keeps them at their computers every day or every week or every month, however frequent the program is, but choosing to use what we have in our hands to make a difference. And they are powerful voices, and their voices are no less powerful than the major networks because they have the same access to the world. And this is why we bring you these messages every day, because we are, in fact, global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. And that's a place where people should learn how to live in love. The reasons for our things that we do must be to show love and not to express fear. Fear causes harm because usually we're fearing something that doesn't exist. What is it? Appearing real. So when you're afraid of someone because they look a little bit different than you or speak another language than you or live someplace other than where you live and you're ready to go and kill them because you don't like how they look or you're afraid of the place where they're from, all of that insanity, it's time for it to end. So, of course, we invite you to listen to those voices of enlightenment that have been inspired to give a message that can open your mind. And you will find that your life does, in fact, change when you stop living in fear and believing that you are helpless to change the world around you. None of us is helpless. All of us have the power to change the world because we're all connected and everything we do has an impact. It's a ripple effect. And so what we do and the lives we touch, we are changing lives that we don't see. Every act has a ripple effect. Every word spoken has a ripple effect. So when we speak words and put them out on the internet, out in cyberspace, they travel to places beyond where we can't even imagine. And just because something isn't heard at the time we say it doesn't mean it's not going to ever be heard, because now that it's in cyberspace, on the internet, people can listen on and on and on every single day, all day long, on and on. So we are constantly transforming thought. And this is one of the reasons why we invite our listeners to join us. We don't just talk at you, we talk with you. You get a chance to express your thoughts and be heard and influence the thoughts of others. And so when we ask your opinion, we do want to hear from you. And this is why we've expanded our networks so that we can be seen and heard. And the on-air radio network will be continuing to expand programming so that you can hear voices of wisdom, voices of enlightenment all day long. You can hear our shows in the archives every day. The previous show is right there. So if you missed the Otis show, you can go to the on-air radio network and just simply hit the play button and you will hear the program that exposes so much about our health care system. And again, some of those voices of enlightenment, such as Ralph Smart, featured on that show, and many others who are these organizations that wish to control us through our fear and keeping us sick instead of healing us and making us well. Our health needs to be in our own hands. And our Friday and Sunday host, Beata, is a powerful voice in taking the wool off our eyes, taking the covering off our eyes so that we can see clearly where we're being manipulated and we're being lied to in many cases just so that someone can make a profit off of our pain. We're not here to suffer, and we need to take advantage of the knowledge that's being given to us. It's right at our fingertips. So listen in to yesterday's Soul Purpose Healing. You can hear that, and of course you can go to Viata's Tiny House Village if you want to see her face as she speaks and see the presentations of those who she featured, because they did in fact share some knowledge. It's all about enlightening. Enlightenment, that means bringing the light within, lighting up your mind so that you can see a vision that goes beyond your physical eyes. You need insight with your eyesight so that you can understand with greater depth and not be manipulated into acting not in your own best interest. We are powerful beings, powerful beyond measure, if we only knew it. Just as Harriet Tubman said, she freed a lot of slaves. She would have freed a lot more if they'd only known they were enslaved. We've gotten used to doing as we're told by people who simply want us to live in fear. It's time for us to outgrow that fear-based thinking. And you can go to onaireverywhere.com and go to those Voices of Enlightenment on the Radio TV Guide page and just listen to their shows. Watch their podcasts, and sometimes they're live, or you can even call in and share your thoughts or at least write your comments in on their Facebook and YouTube channels. We're all connected. And everybody who is getting the inspiration to speak needs to take advantage of the power that they have to speak words that will empower people and not tear them down or disparage them. Because we're all sharing this planet. We're all sharing this world. And we're all contributing to whatever we're experiencing. So we can choose not to add to the energy of fear. We can choose not to add to the energy of hate. We can choose not to add to the energy of selfishness. We can choose to add to the energy of love, compassion, kindness, sharing. We can choose that. And then we can watch our immediate environment transform. That's what people are doing every single day. Zelda, who is on a cruise, y'all, enjoying life. But we will see her again next week. And we're going to also make sure you keep up with all of our hosts. Of course, we've seen some of our previous hosts as they were appearing on our previous podcast with our Illinois Media School students. And we're going to be introducing you to our lineup of shows so that you can make sure that you tune in every day and hear these voices of enlightenment. And you can, if you miss it, hear it in the archives. And you can like and subscribe to the YouTube channels of our hosts and like and friend them on Facebook and get notices every time they go live so that you don't miss a show. And you can call in and participate in their shows. You can add your wisdom. We don't censor anybody. We only ask that you be respectful. You don't need to hear a bunch of profanity. The profanity is the language of one who does not have the vocabulary to speak their thoughts. So we urge you to share your thoughts in a way that is uplifting and inspiring. And of course, we honor those who have listened and participated over the years. 12 years we've been with you and grown and expanded from audio to visual and now television. And of course, we're going to make sure that you can put on your calendar our upcoming shows, as they're going to be on the various networks, including the on-air radio network. And we want you to tune in to us daily so that you can be inspired. And you may even have the idea of a podcast in your own mind. So we want to make sure we give you that opportunity to perhaps be that person that people listen to ideas from and get inspired by. So we invite you to explore the possibilities. And as always, we urge you to go to the archives and listen to our shows. And you can hear them on the Blog Talk Radio archive if you like to see them. Of course, you can go to thefemalesolution.com and go directly to our hosts so that you will be able to see them in all their beauty and intelligence. So we thank you for being with us today. Join us tomorrow for Gathering of the Griots with Asada and all of us are here to become your best self. So until tomorrow, continue to shine your light. We'll see you then on the Female Solution Global Radio TV show.
We've come to the end of our show today. If you missed any broadcast, go to our website for the audio and video archives at www.thefemalesolution.com. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to thank all of you who participated in today's discussion. And to our global family joining us from all around the world, we say thank you. To our family in China, xie xie. India, danyaba. Japan, arigato. Korea, kamsahamnida. Russia, spasiba. Germany, danke. Poland, John Coyon. France, merci. Spain, gracias. Italy, grazie. Egypt, shukran. Ghana, madad. Nigeria, esse. South Africa, ngiyabonga. C. Senegal, Yemen, Kenya, Asante, Israel, Toda, Pakistan, Shukriya, Afghanistan, Ashakur, Saudi Arabia, and Palestine, Sukra. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you, and may peace be upon you, and the mercy of God, and God's blessing.
Thank you.